From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Politics stirs passions, maybe ugly ones, in the presidential race. First, this question, what is going on?
In finance and the market, you mean world financial leaders are meeting in Washington beginning today. President Bush spoke this morning, and here is some of what he said.
Anxiety can feed anxiety, and that can make it hard to see all that is being done to solve the problem. The federal government has a comprehensive strategy and the tools necessary to address the challenges in our economy. Fellow citizens, we can solve this crisis, and we will.
This is before the meeting of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund in Washington, long scheduled and now well-timed. But to what end?
NPR's Adam Davidson is here now. He covers international finance, and he created NPR's new blog, Planet Money. If you haven't seen it yet, you should. And Adam, Alex's question, what is going on?
What I have been focusing on is not the Dow Jones Industrial Average for a variety of reasons. One is I am pointedly never looking at my personal retirement money at all, because that's not going to help anybody. Also, I think the Dow, the stock markets, the thing we hear about the most, it's very erratic. It's always erratic. It always swings too high one way, too high the other. What I have been paying very close attention to is something called the TED spread. That is the measure of the credit markets. This is a credit crisis. This is not a stock crisis. The stock market is a symptom of a deeper crisis. The deeper crisis is that money is simply not flowing through the economy. The main engine of money flowing through the economy is banks lending money to other banks so that those banks can lend money to you and me and our boss and the corner store. And until that money moves, we are in a terrible crisis that affects every business, and that's why the stocks are falling so high. So I look at the TED spread, and man, it is ugly.
But Adam, this bailout, it's now days old. It's now a week old, actually, and still nothing has happened. And yes, people in Washington are saying Wall Street be patient, but, you know, Wall Street trades every day.
The fundamental plumbing of our economy is breaking, though, and that is the issue that is keeping Henry Paulson and Ben Bernanke and, I got to admit, me up at night. It's this idea that the fundamental systems that we have set up over the years and decades for making this economy work are collapsing around us. They are in meltdown. And I feel like most of the time my job as a business and economics correspondent is to calm people down and tell them things are much less bad than they appear. These are serious, serious challenges. I was talking to these interbank loan officers, the guys who actually do the trades that move money through our economy. I was talking to them yesterday. I talked to them today. The $700 billion bailout did nothing. The move earlier this week by the Fed to start buying commercial paper directly did nothing. Nothing the government has done has addressed this fundamental problem.
Adam, let me just ask you, you referred to the TED spread earlier. What is it at now, and what does that tell you?
So the TED spread measures the difference between what banks lending money to each other and banks borrowing money from the government. But it's a measure of how much money is moving, how anxious banks are about each other. It's now at 4.55. That might not mean much to you, but it should be around 0.5, 0.2. It has gone up something like 3,000%. During this crisis. When it was at 2, we were terrified earlier this year. When it got to 3 earlier this month, we couldn't believe it. Nobody I talked to had remembered it being that high. Yesterday, it broke through 4. Today, it's heading towards 5. These are unbelievable numbers. This means that banks will only lend to each other if they are getting massive return for the money. And even at those rates, they won't lend to each other.
I'm seeing this term, secular bear market. What does that mean?
Well, a non-secular bear market, a business cycle bear market, is just what happens. Business kind of expands, and then it slows down, and then it expands again. That's sort of the regular heartbeat of American commerce. And that's not something that bothers people. When economists say secular, they mean something new is happening, something that is not part of that regular system, And man, that is certainly what is happening now. This is new. This is not part of the regular heartbeat of American commerce. This is the heart attack of American commerce.
Adam, I know you're not a personal finance advisor, but what should people do? That's what people really want to know. Should they take their money out of the stock market, put it in something safer, cash, for example?
I mean, this is really a personal decision that people have to make with their personal finance consultant. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm 38. I got 30 years or so before I need the money. I'm leaving it. I'm not looking at it. I'm putting regular contributions in and being pretty happy that I'm able to buy at a discount. And I am assuming that however scary things are right now in the coming years, things will get better. The stock market does improve. People are constantly pointing out that even if you invested in 1928, eventually you'd get through the Great Depression and your money would be worth more on the other side. And I'm just assuming that's going to happen. Frankly, if you're younger than 50, this is actually not that bad for you because you're able to buy a lot of stock at a discount.
NPR's Adam Davidson. He covers international finance and he created our new blog, Planet Money. It's also a podcast. Go download it. Hear more words of wisdom. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, guys.